Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get to bring our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is the President and the Chief Executive Officer of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz, and he is many things. He's actually a renaissance man. He can do anything. He has his very smart brain in a number of different areas, and especially his primary goal is, though, his role is as a workout specialist, and that's kind of an understatement at the level he does it at, from a national level, and in fact not just a corporate level. But he's also a pretty darn good political hand, and he's our good friend Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. You know, whenever you call me a Renaissance person, I think you're implying I'm 800 years old, you know.
Well, no.
I'm close, I might add.
I probably shouldn't call you that unless I know you can play an instrument, because I think that's one of the things.
And I've told you in the past, I'm very good at the jukebox.
There you go. That's how I base my decision. Hey, Bill, folks, I told you about Bill's workout expertise and his business model, in fact. You represent one of the participants of the city of Detroit's bankruptcy case, and folks, the reason I want Bill to give us a report on this is because Detroit may be, and Bill may disagree with me on this, but Detroit may be, you know, the shape of things to come for other cities around the country, one near you perhaps. So that's the reason why I think it's important to talk about this. Bill, where's Detroit today?
Well, as your listeners may have heard, Detroit was considered to be eligible for bankruptcy, so now the bankruptcy process will proceed at pace, I would think.
Even though you thought that was premature, didn't you? You told us that 6 months ago.
I still do. I mean, you know, I'm in a lot of public speaking about this because in another role as chairman of the Illinois Finance Authority by gubernatorial appointment, I'm in charge of Illinois municipal insolvencies, and after a number of years, I just turned East St. Louis out. Out of supervision after about, 15 years or so,
right. It
took me a while to get it done in November. So I understand the business. I think that the Detroit is unique, though. I mean, people talk to me about, is Detroit the future? I will not debate with anybody that in all of these cities and municipalities, there's going to be some reckoning, there's going to be some hard decisions to be made. But the catastrophic kind of situation that Detroit finds itself in, that Jefferson County, Alabama, surrounding Birmingham, found itself in, the Harrisburg. Those are unique situations, and I would not expect this total meltdown to come to a city near you in the near future. Would I expect some hard decisions on a lot of issues? Sure, but nothing that, frankly, a good public discourse and public involvement can't handle.
So you're not saying that Detroit, you're saying that, if I hear what you're saying, Bill, I think you're saying that Detroit doesn't have to be the first domino. It could be a teaching moment for other cities.
I think
as
Detroit,
much the second as the former.
Yeah, I think Detroit and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which had its own problems, and Central Falls, Rhode Island, another one that those of us in the industry talk about, are absolutely teaching moments. As to dominoes, no, they fall alone. There is no domino. They are not, they are not connected to the other cities. Their problems were so egregious and so unique to that particular city or that particular place that they are what we'd like to say in the business world, sui generis. They are by themselves. They stand alone. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a day of reckoning coming among all municipalities with respect to expenses, how they fund their government, how they handle things.
20th century promises coming due in the 21st century is what the primary problem is, isn't it?
You and I would argue about this forever. I don't think so. I actually am not one of those who thinks that public employee or private employee pension.
Well, I didn't single anybody out. You presume that I meant one particular thing. Although I do think that's part of it. I think the employee union is part of it.
I think when you talk about the promises you refer to, I mean, you and I have just had this discussion in the past, and I think if they're properly funded, which in most municipalities, as you know, they weren't, the politicians would promise to fund them and then would, in the good years, decide we could skip the funding this year, and you can't. The good years is when you need to save for the rainy day.
I didn't say they were over-promised. I said they made promises that are now coming due, and we don't have the money to pay those promises. For whatever reason, that's what's happened, it seems to me.
I'm not sure we don't have the money. I think that in some cases, people make the convenient decision to not find the money to pay them and to call the question.
Well, one of the things that all these bankruptcies will have been somehow worth whatever happened is if we can get the message out about what happened, and somebody can write a playbook for other municipalities to stop the process of going towards bankruptcy and maybe keep themselves out of this. Maybe we can learn from Detroit. Ponytail, right back with Bill Brandt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.